This historic prisoner swap just hours away now, obviously much anticipated in the region. Talk to us a little bit, Xiaoyu, about the preparations for the celebrations in Gaza and the mood that has, taken place over the past week or so in both the Palestinian territories and in Israel.
It's like a festival here in Gaza. Big slogans can be seen on almost every wall, which write, "We win" and "Prison break into Israel." Tuesday will be a public holiday, especially for the celebration here in Gaza. The happiest ones, of course, will be the families of the released ones, both in Gaza and Palestine, and the West Bank. I visited a family on Monday night who is expecting their younger brother, Ayman Al-Far. He killed an Israeli when he was 17 years old and has spent the last 22 years in prison. In the front door of his family, I saw big posters with his pictures on them, which remind me of the posters on a Chinese wedding, but only of the bridegroom. And all his family members are gathering and being congratulated by visitors. And tomorrow, around noontime, all the released prisoners will enter Gaza Strip through Rafah crossing on the Egyptian border, by when a big celebration will take place in the city center with top Hamas officials at present. But you can't say it's an absolute victory for Gazan people. Actually, it's a mixed feeling here in Israel as well as in here in Gaza as well as in Israel. Nobody is pure happy or sad. For Gazans, they are still not free to move to anywhere. They hope to see the end of the Israeli blockade. And also, Palestine is still divided internally, with Hamas controlling Gaza and the Palestinian authorities in the West Bank. And Palestinians will never be able to start talking about full sovereignty if they are not a united country yet. So after the prisoner swap, we have to wait and see what these released prisoners will do and how the Israelis will react. And I believe there is a long way to see the end of the blockade.
And as far as your estimation is concerned, Xiaoyu, give us your opinion about what this prisoner swap may do as far as the relationship between the Israeli side and the Palestinian side is concerned. Will this break down any barriers when it comes to talks or possible negotiations between Israel and Hamas?
It is a very sensitive issue here in the region because the list of the released prisoners is no better than it was 3 years ago, but the deal failed that time. And experts believe that only after the Palestinian authorities' UN bid last month made both Israel and Hamas uncomfortable, and all of a sudden they reached a deal to embarrass the Palestinian Authority. It sounds like the Three Kingdoms. Although Palestinians wish to see reconciliation between Hamas and the Fatah, the two sides already started to throw words at each other. So it's also early, a little bit too early to talk about real progress in the peace process between Israel and Palestine.